Right here, first unscreened call of a brand new week. This will be the sign.
A pace car.
Oh, you're putting that much weight on the first call?
I just hung up.
Okay.
Race over.
We've been hexed. We've been hexed for the whole week.
Jinxed already.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe that was just the aforementioned Joe.
All right, I'm gonna make a suggestion.
Clearing out the lines.
I'm going to say that it doesn't count unless we make real contact.
Okay.
If you are going to put the entire week's shows on the backs of one caller.
Joe.
Or on the back of one caller.
I think he just cleared out the lines.
So it really doesn't count. Do you still feel that way about the first call now?
Sure do, Mike.
All right, this is, get ready for the tone of the entire week.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Now,
hello?
Either it's our breath, or the guy just decided to be a dick and hung up. Or, dare I say it, to start a good-looking Monday, there's a problem with the phone software.
No, I still don't think it matters until we make contact.
Right.
That, in fact, could be a sign. If we cannot make contact.
Yes, that would be a sign.
That would be a very bad sign.
Okay. Nobody touched nothing back there. Too late. They've touched something back there.
They have?
Okay. Don't touch anything else, guys. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I guess.
Come again, clear connection.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
You are on the air.
Going on, guys. I've been listening to you guys since I was probably 9 years old.
Thank you
very much. Hold on. That was a thank you not only to you, but to the tech guys. The phone system had shorted out. It's rebooted.
Very good.
So here we go, Mike. This, in fact, is our lottery ball right here.
Cool. This is it. So far, so good. A nice compliment to start the phone call.
All signs point to yes.
Anything else we can do for you?
Nope. Just wanted to say hi.
That's fine.
Good start.
To me, that is A-okay.
We'll take that.
We are not hexed for the week.
You'll take that as a sign that we're going to have a decent week of shows?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Starting out positively.
It's called clinging to hope.
Very optimistic, I think, on your point. let's go best 2 out of 3.
You know, it's a Monday. I try to fake it on a Monday more than any other day of the
Hello.
Week.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
So you guys need a sign for the week, huh?
See, but if you know we're looking for a sign...
It doesn't count, because then you can say something to upset us.
It's almost
I have an unusual sign for my week. This is probably the gassiest Monday I've ever had in my life. Just thought I'd let you know.
Is it based on what you enjoyed yesterday on Sunday?
Oh, you can say that.
All right, thank you.
See, I think you'll have a lot more of that next Monday following the fabulous Super Bowl and those big NFL appetites.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Hi there.
Hi there, you're on the air. Howdy.
How do you make a tissue dance?
And right there, I don't know how these calls fell out, these three calls fell out. This would be a losing hand. This guy would be a losing hand.
All I know is he's down by the old railroad tracks.
He is.
He put a little boogie in it.
Yeah. Tell me something. Are you there with your friends from Stand By Me? I'm going to reference that movie again.
How close are you to the tracks?
I'm actually waiting for a train.
Oh, all right.
Are you so waiting for a morning train? Does it come from 9 till 5 again?
No.
I'm sorry. I love quoting Sheena Easton.
I know. We've had Sheena Easton on the show a couple of times.
Hey, does your mom like trains?
What was that?
Rob wanted to know if your mother likes trains.
No.
You know what? Has she ever pulled a train?
I bet he don't even get that.
No.
He don't even get that.
You don't get that, do you, sir?
Too sophisticated, Rob.
Sorry. I'll play to the room.
It's that highbrow humor.
Play to the room.
Do you understand what Rob said when he meant when he said your mom likes trains?
Yes, I got the innuendo.
Innuendo?
Okay.
What is the innuendo?
It's I'd rather not say. She's not a fan.
Neither. No, but I mean, explain what Rob was doing. Where was the joke? Just explain that, and we'll believe you.
She wanted to know if my mom was a fan of the train.
Yeah, but what did he mean by that?
That would be people taking turns.
There you go.
Very good.
Attaboy.
Very good, son.
All right. There's faith. This is a really good sign.
Let's walk this all the way through, son. I want you to actually say it. People taking turns doing what? Come on now. Work with me. People taking turns doing what?
Having their way.
With who?
With Rob.
No.
Well, now you're cheating.
Hold on now. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a power struggle.
Just want to prove that you understand Rob's cunning little jab there. We'd
yes,
be,
I do.
It'd be
because even though he's a big man, we do consider Rob to be quite the cunning runt.
It would be people lining up. People lining up to do what to who?
That was. this is great, guys.
Isn't it fun?
Isn't this fun as you're waiting for the train?
Why is it so hard to say? You're just waiting for guys waiting to screw your mom.
Because nobody wants to say that about their mom. That's why.
Really?
That's what makes it so much fun.
How about make love?
That's nicer.
How about violate? That's always my favorite word. May I violate you this evening?
That's a very descriptive term.
Yes,
violate.
All right, well, then just say it. There's a bunch of guys waiting to violate your mom, and we can part as friends, and you can catch your train.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Well,
my mom's not a fan.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the discussion, does it?
Your mom's not a fan of our radio show, or not a fan of having guys line up to violate her.
Well, I don't think my mom really knows about your guys' show.
Oh, violation! Violation! Oh. Your guys'
now is that a sign, Mike?
Yes, that is a sign. Here comes his train.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. I defended you today,
but then I said you guys'.
Incredible!
There it is. No, that didn't count because that wasn't the first call.
Right, we're doing 2 out of 3.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll give it up on that idea. Oh, hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi, howdy.
Hey, buddies.
Hi, buddy.
60-year-olds and above are called saber-tooths.
Are you getting back to the cougar thing?
Oh, okay, so he's going past 60 now.
I like
saber-tooths.
That.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes, we will get into a detailed discussion about our search for the Dynamite Cougars.
Good.
Yeah, there are pumas, cougars, leopards, and now saber-tooths.
Right. This week on the show. All right, the phones are operating. I guess we're here for the entire week.
Yes, we are.
Of broadcasting leading up to
40, the big, or as they like us to say, the big game.
Now we'll say Super Bowl because we're having our Let's Drink Absinthe Super Bowl show on Friday.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Friday, if all goes well, according to plan, by the end of the show, I should be slurping Peyton Manning to an extent where you probably will want to put me in the birdcage.
I look forward to it.
I imagine that
are you getting yourself all ramped up for a Peyton Fest on Sunday?
Well, here's what I'm thinking about. Well, on Sunday, of course, but for Friday's show, and I'm already thinking ahead to Friday's show. Really, it's the first time that we've had an absinthe show that I'm going to 100% participate.
You normally
commit.
You're concerned about different things.
And I no longer
you've
care.
Always, you've kind of pulled. Now I ask you this.
I no longer care about the quality, and that's
so,
a laugh
so
at
you're
those
not
of
gonna,
you who this, thought I used to care about the quality.
So this is not going to change then. So you're going to come in here and be ready to go. And hoist a few absinthes when the show starts on Friday.
Starting at 3 o'clock East Coast time.
Very good. Very good. That'll
you
be
bet.
That'll be big fun. Yeah.
And it's gonna be a Super Bowl party.
Right.
Super Bowl party.
We gonna have anything besides the absinthe? Like chili?
Once you've had the absinthe, you don't want chili.
Queso dip.
But whatever we have, it's got to be the official Super Bowl packet of NFL approved craft made items. That came in the circular in the newspaper yesterday. I was noticing we were going through the grocery store ads and actually talking about what we're going to eat for the Super Bowl and looking through and saying, oh, this looks good, this looks good. And then everybody had the ad that said for the big game or had someone with a generic football jersey on.
Right.
And then I noticed there was one packet that came that had the NFL official logo on it. And... to me, it seems that if you were to sit down and eat these foods in combination while you watch the game, your next trip would be to the morgue.
I'm sure.
There's bad eating, and I like bad eating, and I like processed food probably more than anybody. I like processed food more than natural food.
Sure.
I'll say it.
Processed food is tastier. Yeah.
Listen.
Because it has chemicals.
Give me a bunch of great-tasting chemicals any day. Much better than this crap with whole food and organic food. I like chemicals, okay?
That's overrated.
I'm a fan of sodium.
Right.
I'm a fan of just
lecithin.
I'm a fan of just about everything that you see on a can. Where
Red
it says,
dye number two.
Yeah, yes, Mike. When it says no longer with whatever the product
partially hydrogenated vegetable oil.
I'm for it.
Mm-hmm. I actually just enjoyed, for lunch, plenty of chemicals. I had light chips. That's made with a chemical. Mm-hmm. And they were the sour cream and cheddar chips, so they have that orange dye. Then I had a Diet Sunkist. That's loaded with fake stuff, chemicals.
Right.
And but here's the thing that got me. I also had yellow French's mustard on my ham sandwich.
Yeah.
And my question is, it said, I think at one point it said
what
all.
What color are your underpants going to be tonight?
It said all natural.
Uh-huh.
It said all. Is that really an all natural product?
I believe it is.
Well, you're going to have to buy another brand then, Mike.
I've got to get something that's got some fake stuff in it.
But even as much as I love fake food, mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to tell you, the stuff. Yes, fake food,
chemically
Rob.
Chemically enhanced.
The stuff that was in this Super Bowl approved packet of advertisement yesterday appeared to be just about the creepiest, grungiest food.
Really?
Yeah, like
like stuff we know we're familiar with, or?
Well, I'm not a big. Okay, here's a good example.
Because I'll tell you whether I like it or not.
Good.
Here's an example. I'm not a huge fan of cheese in a can. The squirt out cheese in a can.
Like Velveeta?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, they have the squirt kind, you know, for crackers and stuff.
It's yeah, aerosol.
Cheese
it.
Aerosol cheese.
Cheese Whiz.
Right, like that.
But not Cheese Whiz per se.
In a jar.
They come in different flavors, and it's almost like, God, you have to have seen this. It's like icing for a cake.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about. I don't like that either.
Right.
I like the, you know what I do like? I like the Velveeta or whatever that you melt down and then you put the sauce
right,
in
well,
it.
Hold on a second. Makes,
that's all right.
Hold on. Before we start talking about your food fantasies.
Yes.
You know, you get me all hot and bothered here.
You.
Oh, man. You know what I enjoy? You know what Rachel Ray made this morning?
What?
Peanut butter and jelly French toast.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, right. 24 frankfurters.
All right, hold off with that, guys, for a second.
Thank you.
The centerpiece of this ad was a bunch of people, and of course, all of them ethnically picked for your perfection.
Right.
You know, like 60% white, 25% black, 15% Asian, 5% maybe mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And adults, oldsters, youngsters, kids, all of them sitting around the TV looking at the Super Bowl logo with a gigantic table full of nothing but cans of this cheese in a can.
Yeah, okay.
As if that was.
And crackers?
Yeah. As if that was the centerpiece, the cornucopia of their entire Super Bowl day.
They are set.
Right.
Listen, like I said, I like bad food. Uh-huh. And as I was going through, I said to Janet yesterday morning, reading the newspaper, I said, oh, you know, it's sad, the almighty dollar, that these products, these people, this is bad food even by my specifications. This is bad food.
Good for you.
But this is the official food of the Super Bowl. Right.
Cheese Whiz?
Many of them, many products made by Kraft, Mike.
Ah, Kraft.
Many Kraft products.
I've never done it myself, but I've heard of people using that aerosol cheese to really mess up somebody's car.
Oh, yeah, because it hardens.
Yes, it does.
And it takes the paint off.
Like rubber, almost,
yeah.
I'm told.
Wow.
Nasty stuff. You've never done that.
No, though. I've never put it in the lock.
Good for you, Ron.
Never.
Don't ever do
you
that.
Never have. Don't
and
ever
I don't
do
want
that.
Anyone to do it.
Right. No
that's
one.
To be eaten.
Ah! Right. Thank you. There
well,
he goes.
Are you? What are you planning on enjoying? Is there any particular? Do you think of it as
well,
like a holiday
yes.
with the family?
Yes, I do. But here's the great thing: it's a holiday with the family without the family. Because either you have a party, and it's not like a holiday party. Because for a Super Bowl party, and I've had Super Bowl parties. You've been to my house.
I've had them.
You don't have your family. You have people you really like.
Right.
People you really want to be with.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going antisocial on Super Bowl Sunday for the first time in a very long time. I am. It's going to be me and my kids and Carla, and that is it. But I'm still going to think about food. I'm going to think about putting out something special, like maybe make myself a big pot of five alarm chili.
Well, I'm antisocial because I'm into the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you come in here on Monday and you're always so up on all of the commercials. And you know what? I want to do that like in a quiet setting where I can really get into the whole TV experience and really, really watch the game. So that's what I'm going to do this year.
And yesterday, my girlfriend made some great slow cooked ribs where really the meat was falling off. The bone.
I know you're not a gourmet, but baby back or beef ribs?
Beef ribs.
Ooh.
And as we were enjoying them, I said to her, you realize what you've done. You've ruined Super Bowl now. And she said, why? I said, Because we can't have them again next week.
Sure you can.
No, they're the perfect. They were the perfect Super Bowl food,
wow,
though.
Boy, that sounds like the
damn
perfect Super Bowl food.
They ended up having to be 60 Minutes food. You know, I said to her, this is really not morally safer food. You know, this is Jim Nance food, for goodness sakes.
You just motivated me. That's what I'm going to cook. I'm going to cook because my daughters love ribs. I'm gonna make ribs.
How much for a rib, Mike?
50 cents. 15 cents. Put it in my hand for a dime.
Can you break 100?
Oh, come on, man. Help a brother.
Come on, you Jerry Curl wearing MF-er.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, that cheese that you're talking about, it's called Easy Cheese.
Is that what it's called? The cheese?
Easy cheese?
Cheese in a can?
Easy cheese. I love it, man. It's great. Easy
cheese. I call that going an entire weekend without showering. Easy cheese.
Easy cheese.
Easy cheese.
See you later. Well, I'm going to get all my food stuff together, even if it's not. And I'm going to break the mold and go with the non-official NFL Super Bowl food.
Good for you.
However, I did do one queer thing today. God, this is very queer. Keep in mind, it's only going to be my girlfriend and I watching the game. Right. I did order plastic plates and glasses that say Super Bowl XXXXI on them.
Wow. That's strange.
They weren't expensive or nothing.
Well, of course not.
You ordered them?
Online.
So they're going to be delivered?
Yeah, here's the thing. The cups, these plastic paper cups, for like a set of four was like $6.99.
Wow.
So I ordered like, I don't know, 12 of them.
Right.
And the whole thing came to like maybe $18. And I paid $15 for overnight shipping.
Wow.
So they'll be here tomorrow.
That's so you'll good. Have the official plastic utensils
for this year.
Of the big game.
I will, Mike.
The big game.
I will.
I hate those kind of ads,
and
too.
I was
for the really big football appetite.
And I have to do that now because that's the only thing I got to live for right now. Because like this weekend was just so empty. Not that I didn't have a good weekend. And even by my standards, or rather I should say by someone else's standards, I got a lot accomplished around the house this weekend. By my standards, I don't have to work again for the rest of calendar year 2007.
Way to go.
I mean, I got up off my ass and did stuff
sure
around the house and only fell off the ladder once.
Good.
Only Excellent. Fell off the ladder once, but the whole time that I
did
was...
Did you take your Christmas decorations down?
Finally did, Mike.
Good.
Wow.
Finally
Good.
Did. Figures. It's only a month after.
Hey, everybody's been late this year. Something about this year.
I'm the kind of person that yells at people who don't take them down. So, yeah, everything is down. Everything is cleaned up. And
you threw away the jack-o'-lantern?
I found I just found, like, I get done doing that. I go inside.
Your
and I
autumn
go,
wreath.
Go inside and then go, what do I do now? What's on now?
Right.
Because I'm used to on Sunday.
Where's the football?
It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning right. with the stupid ESPN show, and then it goes till nighttime.
Right.
It was like yesterday. I'm
yeah, it was a big void. And, you know, outside of a really good golf tournament, there was nothing on TV.
But even that couldn't do it. I watched some of the Tiger Woods show yesterday.
Seven in a row.
Wow.
I watched some.
I like that story.
The thing that kept me going all weekend, though. Oh, remember on Friday, I was telling you about how the internet was down.
Yeah.
And I even played something from my ISP, a message that they had, an automated message I had got.
Said they're going to be working in the neighborhood on and off, and you might have.
For 30
temporary
days.
Periods of no internet.
So this was my project for Saturday, big no football weekend. I'm going to get on the phone with my ISP, and I'm going to figure out what the frig is the problem. I spent – did you see 60 Minutes last night?
Yes, I did.
Yes, love that.
Okay, here is why I really swear to God I feel like the dope of dopes. I am not making this up to be timely and topical. When they were talking about people going to Best Buy, returning routers,
right.
Here is exactly what I did. On Saturday. Total time expended by me on Saturday, and this is no BSing, no whiffing, no okay. making it bigger. Right. 10 solid hours.
I believe you.
10 solid hours working on your own computer?
Yes.
I've done it.
The internet feed is down.
I'm mystified at both of you guys if you've spent that much time.
Here's the thing. Because I'm on the phone with the internet people, and they say, we are positive the feed is coming to your house. Hmm. And I said, you're wrong, it's not. And then finally the guy said, and now I've been on the phone with them for an hour. Finally the guy in tech support says, why don't you just get like a laptop and plug the laptop directly into the modem, and you're going to see what I'm telling you, that you in fact are getting your internet feed.
What, he told you to go out and buy a laptop to test your internet?
No, I said I got a laptop.
Oh, you have right a laptop,
there.
Okay.
So I go, okay, it's not going to work. Plug it in. Bingo.
It works.
So I find right away the problem is not with the internet provider.
So your the problem might be with, well, your modem is working also.
The modem is working. The only I think, what could it be? It's got to be the wireless network in the house.
The router, yeah.
Then I say,
is that what the thing with the antennae?
Same right.
Thing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I say, this is simple. I'm going to go get a new router. Now, it took me 4 hours to come to this conclusion because anybody that knows, you start dicking around with something like this. It's like it doesn't work on one computer, then you go to the next computer, and you're pulling out wires, and you're trying to, and I'm having to label stuff to remember what goes where and put everything together back where it goes.
So do you have like a regular home computer, and then you've also got a laptop?
Yeah, well, I've got how many computers on my network at home? 1, 2, 3, 4.
100.
5.
You have 5.
5 computers and a couple of laptops. And yeah, a nice little wireless network, which is just totally shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to Best Buy.
Wow.
I ain't showing off.
No, that's just a lot.
Not really.
Oh, sure it is.
Not really. No,
it's, I guess.
It is a network. I mean, it's almost like a small business office.
Yeah.
Not really. There's.
You know what? No. Now I know why you do.
There's my desktop downstairs. There's my desktop.
Yeah. Okay.
My desktop upstairs. My girlfriend's got the thing for her work. There's one downstairs in my kids' room, and then there's an extra one. And plus, the real
it's
reason
the whole divorce thing. You know, it goes down to one. I got one.
You
I got one
that
I've
many.
You know taken from place to place to place.
And really, like I told the guy on the telephone, the whole real reason that I have a wireless network. So I can play Xbox Live.
Right. That's on the
okay.
Network.
All right.
That's really the reason. So
I'd like to get that wireless.
After four
thing.
Hours of taking apart and putting it together and finding it's not their fault, it's my fault. I say to Janet, I am going to Best Buy now. This is simple. It's the router, baby. I'll be back in 30 minutes.
It's the router, and it's a simple hookup. You just one input, one output, and you're all done.
Hold on. Go to Best Buy. Bring the router home. Open the box. On the router itself, in the back where you plug in like your Ethernet or your and the various USB plugs,
right?
It's got a big sticker over all of these inputs saying you must run software first. You must run software first. Mm-hmm. So I say
on all of your computers.
Well, I just started on the one that I was working on.
Okay,
right? And I thought, well, okay, what the hell. I open up the drive, put the thing in. Then I see it's loaded up. I click on it, and I get this thing. Who hasn't gotten this? Error report, and then it says either send or don't send.
Yeah.
It has like the...
I get that all the time.
Microsoft's encountered an error.
Yes.
Yeah.
I took this different piece of software to 4 different computers.
And it did the same thing on all of them?
On all of them. So then I decided, well, screw it. You know what? I'm just going to, how tough is it?
Call the Geek Squad.
No. Then I think one router looks just like the other one. And at this point, I'm sure that the router is fried. I said, well, screw the technology with the computers learning this. It's on the same frequency. Mm-hmm. So I pull off the tab on the back. I unplug everything, plug everything into the new router, turn it on, and I got dick.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean,
Tell your computers that's the router, even if it's on the same frequency.
Yeah, I got dick.
Because it's numbers. It's all a numbers game. It's a serial numbers.
So I go back.
Listen to me trying to pretend like I know what I'm talking about. But am I right?
Maybe. No, you are right.
I'm guessing.
I go back to Best Buy, and I'm waiting in line, and there's like 4 people in front of me. And I know right away, I'm so intimidated by the technology that when it's time for me to return it, I've got one of 2 options. I can either just return it and make up something like, somebody gave this to me and I already have one.
Right.
Or I can be honest and say, I'm so in over my head.
Yeah, but you're not alone. I mean, that's the whole point of that 60 Minutes show was that, you're not. I mean, you're everybody's the same way. They are not designed for simplicity of use. In fact, all of our new technologies are not designed that way. And that's a failing of them.
I caved because when it was my turn, because everybody else in line seemed to really know what they were doing. Mm. Especially like the guy who was directly in front of me in line, got up to the front, was holding his PC in his hand and said, the XYZ PA234795, my mother's a C word, doesn't seem to go on the left, right, A, B, bowel movement, dog rectum left 257. What do you think about that?
You know, and you said that to the guy?
No, that's what the guy in front of me was saying to the guy behind the counter. He's like, right. They might as well have been right. Speaking Mandarin, I'm like, hello. And by the time it got to be my turn, and the guy says, can I help you? I just said, because I wanted to be cool. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, how you doing? I won't take up much of your time. Yeah, I was given this. I've already got one. Can I get a store credit for this? He's like, sure, no problem. Store credit. I walk out of the store like a big shot.
There you go. You did it. Yeah. Well, no, but you didn't solve your router problem.
You didn't buy another
one. No, I got.
So what are you going to do about your router?
I got in the car. Uh-huh. I called my girlfriend. I told her to call the Geek Squad.
Yeah, there you
go. Like on the show.
She said, but aren't you there right now? I said, I'm too embarrassed.
Right.
And really I am. And then it's so funny that last night on 60 Minutes, mm-hmm. they did a thing about how people don't understand.
People are embarrassed.
The technology.
Right.
And I almost talk about, you know, almost fell out. I did almost fall out of my chair when the guy from Best Buy says we got three categories. We got the people who know what they're doing.
Right.
The people who don't know what they're doing. And then the people who think they know what they're doing and bring something back, like our number one most returned item of all time. The routers. I router. Swear to Christ, I did.
The routers are very difficult to operate. Uh-huh. I remember when I put a wireless in Florida, that the actual guy, I had a guy that was a computer guy, a computer geek, who was a golfing buddy, actually put it in for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't. There's something about that particular item that it's very complicated, and that's why when you just put the software in to get the thing up and running, it gives you those error reports, and you don't know how to get around them.
Those Geek Squad guys are good, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy finished his work at my house and said, I've got a little extra time. Is there anything else I can do? Anything else needs
to do? Would you have to make love to your wife?
No. I could handle that part.
You know, my iPod wasn't working on my iFi, and so, you know, the iFi's got the little docking thing. And so I went in, and I wanted to get the video iPod anyway. And when I'm talking to the guy today, and he goes, I said, I want to upgrade to this iPod from the one I have. And I also have a question. Will I be able to use this one with that iFi thing? He said, well, what kind of iPod did you have? And I said, the one before this one. He said, did you have the Nano or the Mini or the Shuffle?
Right.
I said, what? He said, did you have the Nano or the Mini? I said, I had the one that wasn't really small, but it was a little, and I swear to God, I'm sorry. And he's looking at me like I'm a tard. I said, it was the one that was a little bit bigger. And I think that's not working properly either, but I'm not concerned about that because I want to upgrade anyway. I want to get the little video one. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, do you want the 80 gig or the 30 gig?
Right.
I said, what? He said, the 80 gig or the 50. I said, I want the one for this price. And I pointed at it like I used to point at the Good Humor truck when I couldn't read.
That, sadly, sure. I understand. Sure. That part of it I understand.
Sure. What, you understand the 80 gig and the 30, I would assume, the more memory.
The right. iPod, I understand.
The more memory. I didn't want more memory. I don't want 400,000 songs.
I don't get it. All I know is if there was football on this weekend, I wouldn't have had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have had the time to do that, to devote my entire day to it. And then
did you feel better after watching the 60-minute report, though?
No, I felt like an idiot.
Well, why? Because, I mean, it's that everybody's in the same boat, yep. though.
I like to think that I'm smarter than that.
Did you say, discussion on Friday, are you a manual reader now? I mean, do you read the manuals?
Yes, I really thought, and this is what pissed me off on Saturday, I goddamn read the manual, went through every prompt, and on every computer got that same goddamn error report,
right.
and finally went just, you know, screw it. Screw it, screw it, screw it.
See, there's a way around those error reports.
Said, where's actually?
That's what the geeks know.
At one point, I said to Janet, I said, don't we have a phone cord in this house? And she's like, what do you need a phone cord for? I said, hello, I have to dial up to get online. Because we had no internet.
You sounded like a geek there.
I really.
That was like, excuse me, I have to dial up to get online here.
I had to check my email. I was saying, I go, God. So slow, dial-up so slow. My God, this sucks. Where is football?
We are going someday. We are moving towards the eventuality of being a slave to the technology completely,
right?
We won't know how to use it, but we'll do what it says.
I did see a mock-up for an overhaul of our website, which was pretty sweet.
Good.
I know a lot of you like the remedial look of our website, but we're actually going to attempt to move it into junior high status.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
But why is it takes so long?
That's Does that mean the Wayne Newton picture is going to be animated now?
He's going to look like that Orville Redenbacher commercial. Good. Hey, John, how long till the website has got its new look?
Should be about 10 days.
About 10 days.
Very good.
So remember that 10 days
from now.
Will
people click on our website and it'll say under construction?
No, it's still
working as it did.
Error report.
You know what it is, basically? It's like just getting a turd and putting a new coat of paint on it.
Right, right.
And I say that not only about our website, really about just about any website.
Is the Wayne Newton picture still up there?
Of course it is. We've not updated that. And when did we go?
Insane how long it's been.
When did we go to see Wayne Newton? In September?
Yeah, September was warm. It was hot.
A hot August night.
It was a hot August night. Mm-hmm. Wayne Newton.
We're actually thinking about getting somebody to maybe update the website.
Oh, good.
We're thinking about it.
If you think so.
We're
thinking about it in 10 days.
We're calling Wayne.
Wayne's going to do it.
Okay. Hold on a second, for goodness sakes. I know when we come back, we can play a fantastic game. What time did Mike go to bed?
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Last night?
What time did Mike go to bed on Saturday night?
Ah. Yeah, not last night.
Mike says it was a, was it a near record?
It was an all-time record.
Wow. An all-time
I really record. Do believe it was an all-time record.
Really?
Yeah. A record I hadn't visited since college.
All right.
Yeah. It's pretty special.
Excuse me. I had to get a swig of something.
And the great news is I ended up, because of the management of my weekend, not being sleep deprived. Which I think is the greatest accomplishment of all.
You're going to have your weekend in hibernation.
Easily. So I don't remember. And there are two records.
There you go. There are the magic words. I don't remember.
There are two records here that, and the second one is just as impressive, in my opinion, as the first one. I didn't think I had that in me anymore.
Well, let's hear them both.
To pull the all-nighter, you mean?
Very, very exciting, yeah.
When we were talking upstairs before the show, as it turns out on Saturday night, and I didn't go to bed super early, old man, early Saturday night.
Right.
I went to bed before Mike's evening truly began and got up and had already started my day by maybe, and I slept in on Sunday morning by my standards, too. I had been up for an hour before Mike thought about going to bed.
Wow. Good clues. Okay.
All right. There are your clues.
It was a good one.
There'll be a quiz later.
All right. Bible study?
Good luck. Yeah, it was Bible study.
He pulled a good all-nighter. Wow. God damn.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a sunrise service, Rob.
I understand.
It was a sunrise service.
And then off to bed.
I'll tell you this. There was preaching.
Of course there was.
There was preaching and praying.
Because there was booze involved.
Yes.
Lots of booze involved.
There was preaching and praying. And well, there were several different. In fact, much like food, I had a taste of almost everything.
Well, make that list, Mike.
I will.
Your list. Check it twice.
Not proud of this one.
Everything you drank on Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Can you even remember it?
Yeah, easily.
Can you e-member it?
I can e-member all of it. Okay. I can e-member every single bit of it.
Wow.
I really can. When I did manage to sleep and wake up. Oh, who am I kidding? I had a horrible hangover. I'm going to sit here and say I felt good yesterday when I woke up. No, I didn't. Not even close. But I do remember in vivid detail everything. I could almost tell you the sequence it went into.
Oh, great. Hold on to that thought, okay? Because we do have a big show today besides isn't Big Ed coming back on today?
Yes, his return.
Big Ed's whoring something out today.
Big Ed?
Whoring it out like a bitch. Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Big Ed. And we also have the return of Magic Game 07. But before you all run with your ears bleeding, it is a different twist on Match Game 07 that we have for
you.
Yeah,
I think you're going to love this one. Okay. This is going to be fantastic.
With no offense to my best buddy, Rob, there will be no questions that have been submitted by Herr Spiewak.
No, this is a very unique way of doing it, and we're relying on the powers that be that lived in the past.
We will be playing Match Game. We will not have a question involving Sonny Jerkinson's teeth.
Right.
White is wooden teeth.
I had wood.
No. None of the answers. Probably the answers will. None of them will be gentleman's relish, which was his favorite.
You know, Rob, he's got his two or three go-tos. Oh, and also, yes, the breaking news that we should have led the show off with. You know about Barbaro, right?
Yes.
Right.
Very sad day.
He's going to be in a bottle of glue now.
Yeah, I know.
Very, very sad day.
Isn't that right, Barbaro?
I don't know. I just want to say I've never felt more. Or let down.
They put you down today, Barbaro.
Sons of bitches! They let me die. They could have survived. They could have maybe survived. They let me down, the bastards. Let me go to that big racetrack in the sky, and I never got a chance to go out to stud. I don't feel too good now, dog. No. I'm floating above all of you. Get ready to drop a big old turd right on your studio console. I'm Barbaro, and I'm God.
Barbaro the ghost.
Dead. The ghost of Barbaro.
Back to the ghost
floating
of
over everybody, the cotton picking ghost of Barbaro, Dodd. Not feeling good anymore. Actually feeling quite nice. Legs all healed.
Right.
Eating that big bag of oats in the sky. But they let me down. Cotton picking horse veterinarians. What they are is robbers. Cotton picking robbers. They stole the life of a champion. Bastards. I want to live. I want to come back. I'm going to come back and haunt all my vets, man. All my veterinarians. All my equine vets. I'm going to come to them as a creature in the dreams. Big evil horse with big long teeth.
Oh.
And I'll be biting their private areas. You know what a horse bite in the privates feels like, man? Oh, man, Satan had his way today.
He sure did. Well, goodbye, Barbaro.
Thank you, Don.
Barbaro, everybody.
Yeah. You take care.
They put him down tonight, right, Buzz?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, he had an abscess in his foot.
Surgery over the weekend.
Very sad.
Yeah. Doing so much better. Mm. Barbaro euthanized Monday morning.
That's the nice word for they bumped him off.
That's right.
Put him to sleep.
Shouldn't it be oldenized?
It would sound better. Make more sense.
Just a thought, not a sermon.
All right.
The two youths.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.